Ladies and gentlemen, while we're waiting on our winning team from today, I went ahead and I brought in our president and general manager, Marcus Smith, for a couple of minutes. Marcus, this has been a lot of fun today. Why don't you give us your impressions and reactions after a great race?
Wow. Well, sitting here makes me feel like I just won the race. And it was really an amazing day, a three-year journey to get here, and everything just kind of culminated today and throughout this week. I think everything that we saw on track, the competition was really phenomenal. The track was very raceable, and we saw cars go two wide, three wide in a couple of occasions where there's a lot of concern about the width of the track and being able to race without a lot of red flags. So I think this was another one of those amazing, memorable moments for certainly for me, and I think for NASCAR. When you think about great moments, the first time we ever turned on lights here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, one hot night for the All-Star race, and then today, the inaugural Bank of America Roval 400, I think for me it really lived up to the hype.
Very good. We'll take a couple of questions for Marcus until our winning team comes in. Let's go ahead. We'll start with Jacob and then come to Brendan.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Marcus, you said it lived up to the hype. Is this the kind of thing you pictured at the start of the day, or is this one of those finishes that you could have only hoped, only dreamed to have happened?
I wanted there to be an opportunity to pass for the lead, for the win on that last lap. This, what happened is not what I had imagined or necessarily hoped for. I think it was incredibly exciting. The roar from the fans was all I needed to know that was the moment that, everybody will remember for a long time. And, I think it was certainly more than I had expected and hoped for in terms of the excitement for our fans.
You mentioned one hot night. Where do you think this finish today is going to rank as far as NASCAR lore years down the road?
One hot night was in, 92? We're in 2018. I mean, it's been a long time since one hot night. This is new highlight footage for NASCAR. I think this was way more exciting probably than any football game on right now, which is pretty cool.
Okay, let's go to Brendan.
Hey, Marcus. Brendan Marks from the Charlotte Observer. When you and NASCAR go back and rewatch the race and look at all the numbers and everything there is to look at, what are going to be the things that you look at to determine if this race was a quote-unquote success?
Numbers? I don't know. That's a great question. I have my metric is highlight-worthy moments. That's the metric that I use, and I think we were full of them today. Every time I saw camera people, photographers, this entire week, they have been grinning ear to ear because they have so much to capture. That's a huge win for all of us.
Okay, let's go to Dustin.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. Marcus, after a race like this, and as people have talked about, the road courses have become more like the short tracks where the excitement, or a lot of people look forward to those events. As a leader of your company, does this start lead to the issue of starting to think about rovalizing other ovals, or does everybody just need to pump the brakes and just let it be an infrequent thing that people enjoy? Because you talk about one hot night, everybody went to lights after that. It lost its luster, so Where does the sport need to go in looking at rovalizing tracks from this point on?
That's a great question. I love how you're channeling your inner Larry Mack with the pump the brakes. I do think that we can learn from our history and see that there was a time when nobody really cared for short tracks, or at least the majority of fans and NASCAR really didn't care for short tracks. Now we love short tracks. There was a time when Charlotte was the best, the most amazing track design ever, and then a lot of people followed suit. I think that, learn from that past and see what might help us going forward. So certainly, I'm not looking at any of our properties to to add a road course into, to, you know, rovalizing, as you said. I feel like this is unique to Charlotte, and we've got you know, other speedways out there that produce their own unique action. Plus, on top of that, I'm really excited about all the things I'm hearing about next year's racing with the new aero and power package. I think it's going to be fantastic for the whole sport.
Okay. Let's go upstairs to the press box for a question.
Hey, Marcus. Greg Engel, Auto Week. Congratulations. It was a great race. But as you changed, you know, you changed the back chicane and you moved the wall around, were there any changes, you think, moving forward, you know, that you might want to consider to this for the next year? And the second part of that is, you were speaking of one hot night. Could we light this thing up and run it at night?
Good questions. Yeah, I've had a few people talk about night racing on the Roval, and you know, that, who knows? There are, I know there's at least one night race. F1 has their night race. I think that that's a possibility. Right now, you know, I think we're going to take some time to kind of bring all the ideas together. Everybody's got lots of ideas. We take notes as a group, as a company. We have sort of this repository of ideas that we email to a particular email address on the in the team, and it's just chock full of ideas. And so we'll take all those things, pull them together, and think about what we can do to make it to make things better. We're always sort of in a constant state of improvement and passion to make things fantastic and exceed expectations. So we'll look at those things and see what happens next.
Matt, here.
Matt Weaver, Auto Week. I had the night race question as well, but one more for you. Say you don't get the crazy moments there at the end, so it's a bit of a hypothetical, but do you still consider what you saw prior to that a good race? And if that's the norm going forward, that you don't always have that moment, that that's still a good race?
Yeah, you know, I never get to see our own races all that much, so I'm busy talking to people and walking around and checking on things, so I can't wait to watch this back on TV. But for all the time that I did get to see it, there was great competitive racing, and I think that's very unusual for a road course. You know, you don't have that kind of close, within a car length or two kind of action. So you could always see that there were opportunities and moments and strategies that were playing out, and I felt like, you know, you could feel that from lap one, and that I felt like was a good thing. I saw a lot of positive social media as I was, you know, walking from place to place. I had several text messages from people that were here or watching on TV that gave me some good feedback. So I think that's a good thing.
Okay. Yeah. One last question here.
Okay. Barry Richmond, Piedmont Broadcasting, WAKG. Marcus, I want to just expand beyond just the Roval, but this year for Charlotte Motor Speedway, the 600, restrictor plates with the All-Star, and then, of course, here. Did that just culminate this year? I mean, from the standpoint of the planning that went to 2018 being such a mark year for Charlotte?
You know, in hindsight, it's pretty fantastic, and I appreciate you asking the question. I'm really proud of our team here at Charlotte. I'm proud of the racing that we've had. I think that, you know, it was these things all did come together this year, and but it wasn't necessarily planned to happen that way. But I think it's worked out really well. And, you know, going forward, Charlotte Motor Speedway is a track where fans can see some of the most unique and special racing in the world with NASCAR's All-Star Race, the 600, and now the Roval 400. And, you know, I think that we are, you know, doing some good things in the whole sport. And I'm really proud that Charlotte Motor Speedway can be a big part of that.
All right. Thank you very much, Marcus. Everybody stay tuned. Our 60th Coca-Cola 600 is next year.